أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأراد أن يستفزهم من الأرض فأغرقناه ومن معه جميعا وقلنا من بعده لبني إسرائيل اسكنوا الأرض فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة جئنا بكم لفيفا وبالحق أنزلناه وبالحق نزل وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 103, 104 and 105 of Surah Bani Israel. The discussion that had begun yesterday was Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had granted 9 signs to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and these signs were pertaining to Fir'aun and his people, yet they did not believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala continues saying with regards to Fir'aun, فَأَرَادَ أَن يَسْتَفِزَّهُم مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ. Then he desired to create discomfort, to create difficulty for the Bani Israel in the land. So on the one hand, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's birth, prior to his birth, Fir'aun had slaughtered the young boys, and there was tyranny, and there was oppression. He enslaved them. And now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that he intensified all of this after he realized that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam is, in our terms, gaining ground. More and more people are accepting Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's leadership. They are accepting him as a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and he could see now that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's mission is being accomplished slowly but surely. So he created this great deal of discomfort, and the tyranny and the oppression began to increase. But Allah Ta'ala says very briefly, فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُ وَمَن مَعَهُ جَمِيعًا, that all of him, himself and everyone with them, we drown them. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala concludes that no matter how much a person may connive, no matter how much a person may oppose the deen of Allah, the mission of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will see to it that Allah Ta'ala himself destroys those individuals. Now Allah says, وَقُلْنَا مِن بَعْدِ, that after we had drowned Fir'aun, we destroyed Fir'aun, we said thereafter, لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, to the Banu Israel, uskunu al-ard, remain in the earth, remain in the land. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted them now to go back to Mulk Sham, to go back to the Levant, to go back to Palestine, back to their original roots. But at the same time, they themselves disobeyed the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala said, now stay in the land, remain in the land. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ, when the wa'da, when the promise of the hereafter, that is the day of Qiyamah, comes, ji'na bikum lafifa, we will bring you all together, we will resurrect you all together. Lafif actually is what is used for something that is wrapped. An envelope is also called lafif. So we'll bring you all together. And then in Surah Yasin, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Then thereafter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will separate, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will take the hisab and the kitab with regards to who was right and who was wrong. Now coming back to this Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about it in the previous verses. Allah says, وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلَ, with the truth we have revealed it, and the Quran Sharif also came with the truth. In other words, exactly how we revealed it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, those are the actual and the exact words of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, uncontaminated, not adulterated in the slightest, but each word each harf, each letter is on its place, and that is how the Quran came, and then that is how our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam transmitted the Quran to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and that is how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had transmitted this Quran to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wama arsalnaka, and we have not sent you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, illa mubashira, as a bearer of glad tidings, wa nazira, and warnings, and one that warns those who accepted, you conveyed the glad tidings of Allah. Those who rejected, you warned them about the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.